Well, I mean, it's, it looks like it's going to be...
15th of April, 1936.
Outside, or something.
Turn the light on.
Well, all I can think of is foggy, I don't know.
That's exactly the word I was looking for. Mr. Young, would you just pronounce the word?
Yeah, all right. It's just foggy, that's all we ever call it.
Yeah, foggy.
Okay. When a storm is breaking up, one way or another, say it's after it's, and you look out and you see the blue sky and everything, what...
Clearing up.
Is that what you said?
Clearing up.
Okay. When it doesn't rain a lot, like when this summer, say, is there a word for that you'd use just to describe?
You say it's dry.
If it's, say, it didn't rain all the time, people couldn't raise any crops at all, what would you say?
Well, I suppose the word you would say was drought, but I still think a person would say more just dry.
All right. Is that pretty much what you think, Mr.
Yeah, that's not the way it goes here.
Yeah.
Again, could you pronounce the word that she just, to describe when it's dry?
Drought?
A drought.
Okay.
Some, other parts of the country pronounce it different, I imagine. I don't know.
That's one thing we're looking for. There's some... On this thing, some things we're looking for different words for different things, and sometimes we're looking for different pronunciations.
We've just come from the east, and I tell you, caw and pop, pop, caw.
That's pretty dramatic.
That you can't hardly understand them sometimes.
I worked with an old gent from Maryland at the Jamboree, and he was, to me, very British in his language.
What part of Maryland?
What
part of Maryland is he from?
Remember? Oh, he said he was about 100 miles from Washington. I got his name around here someplace.
And then when we were in Massachusetts, he had been the fellow from Massachusetts. So it wasn't far off the road. I think it was Norton.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped and saw him. And he was quite Eastern in his talk, too. But you just have to listen to catch what they mean. I suppose they...
Princess Anne, Maryland was where he was.
Yeah, that's
from.
On the eastern shore.
And I suppose those easterners think that we talk funny. Think that we don't say things right.
George Princess Anne, Maryland.
I think Princess Anne's on the eastern shore, if I remember right. See, I'm originally from right around the Washington area, so we go out fishing on Chesapeake Bay. And
where?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh.
Across the river.
I just got a letter from this fellow this morning, Fort Worth, Texas.
Hmm.
Well, here's one from Parkersburg, West Virginia. Now, he didn't have any of that accent at all.
Maybe he wasn't born there. Maybe he just moved there.
Apparently always lived there. Jack.
The Parkersburg, they talk a good deal. That's sort of in the, the sort of area there in the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty distinctive.
Charles from Philadelphia, Mississippi. He had a, I'd call it a hillbilly lingo. He was very British in his language. Bernard from Woodridge, New York. He was a Jew, and he talked just like any other Jew, as far as I'm concerned. All the Jews I ever met, he sounded just like them. Carl Russell, Kentucky, he was just like the rest of them. Just everything different about him.
Where is Russell? I don't know where that is.
I don't know exactly where it is either. Never looked it up on a map.
I guess I was stationed at Fort Knox for a while.
Oh.
Army.
Yeah.
Louisville.